Section 4. You will hear a speaker talking about the election process. First, you will have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40. In today's lecture, we will look at factors that affect the election process. An election is a formal decision-making process by which a population chooses a representative to take on a specific responsibility. Elections have been operated in modern democratic societies since the 17th century. 6 types of elections are held in the United Kingdom. These are general elections to appoint national government, European Parliament elections, local elections to appoint local government, mayoral elections, and police and crime commissioner elections. Unlike other types, general elections do not have fixed dates, though in the UK, the political party in power is required to call an election at least every 5 years. Anyone who lives in the UK, is aged 18 or over on polling day, and who is a national of the United Kingdom, the Republic of Ireland, a Commonwealth country, Cyprus, or a European Union member state can apply to be included in the UK electoral register. Convicted persons detained in prison or a mental hospital, or a person who has ever been found guilty of certain illegal practices, such as corruption, are not eligible to vote. We'll now move on to voter turnout. This is the percentage of eligible voters who cast a ballot in an election. One of the strongest factors affecting voter turnout is whether voting is compulsory. In Australia, for example, voter registration and attendance at a polling booth have been mandatory since the 1920s. Since Australia typically has around 10% of eligible voters who are not registered to vote and around 6% of invalid votes, actual voter turnouts in Australia are usually close to 81%. In countries where voting is not compulsory, many members of the population who are entitled to vote do not exercise their rights and do not go to polling stations on election day. Numerous reports from various countries around the world suggest that fewer voters are turning out for elections than in the past. This falling trend has been significant in the United States, Western Europe, Japan, and Latin America. For example, the percentage of Americans eligible to vote who did in fact vote was 63% in 1960, but this percentage has been falling ever since. Voter turnout in 2008 was 62%. The only year since the 1960s when a similar turnout was achieved. Research shows that socioeconomic factors significantly affect whether or not individuals develop the habit of voting. The most important socioeconomic factor affecting voter turnout is education. The more educated a person is, the more likely he or she is to vote. Income appears to have some independent effect too, as studies show that richer people are more likely to vote than poor people, regardless of their educational background. Young people are far less likely to vote than older generations, and single people are less likely to vote than married people. Voter apathy, lack of caring, poses a huge problem for parties and individuals reliant on their supporters casting a ballot on election day. Overall, voter apathy is lower in national government elections than other types of elections, but a number of specific factors have been identified as important influences on voter apathy. These include how the voter sees the parties, the candidates, and the importance of the issues in elections. In terms of how voters see the parties and the candidates up for election, lack of trust or a feeling that nothing will change regardless of who wins the election are opinions that can increase voter apathy. Why bother if all parties are corrupt and nothing gets better anyway? It is therefore important for leaders and parties to inspire confidence so that more voters will turn out to give them their backing. In theory, another factor that is likely to increase turnout is a close race, where election outcome could easily go either way. In elections where it seems clear that one party or candidate will win, voter apathy may increase as people think, why bother if the outcome is inevitable? This can actually be a huge concern for the favoured candidate or party, as if their supporters do not turn out on election day, their competitor can achieve an unexpected win. The perceived importance of issues in an election also influences voter turnout and increases or decreases voter apathy in the following ways. If the issues in an election are not of personal importance to a voter, their apathy may be increased. For example, an election campaign focused on improving the circumstances of families may not be of interest to individuals without children. Conversely, if an election campaign focuses on topics that will affect an individual's life, they are more likely to vote. Voter fatigue, tiredness, is also a form of voter apathy which occurs when voters are expected to vote too often. For instance, this happened in Canada when voters were asked to vote in a federal election 3 times in 5 years, 2004, 2006, and 2008, and at each election voter turnout significantly decreased. Other practical issues also affect voter turnout. For example, bad weather can reduce turnouts. How easy it is to vote is also a concern. In many states in America and most Latin American nations, voters must go through separate voter registration procedures before they are allowed to vote. This two-step process quite clearly appears to decrease turnout as U.S. states with no or easier registration requirements consistently have larger turnouts. The final issue relating to collecting valid votes that I will discuss today is known as ballot fatigue. Many people are simply very lazy when it comes to voting, so they may just pick the first candidates they see on the ballot just to get it over with. In a case of ballot fatigue, it would therefore follow that the farther down the candidate list a candidate is, the fewer the number of votes they will collect. The ballot fatigue principle suggests that affected voters use up all their patience and/or their knowledge as they work their way down the ballot and make an easy choice to get the process over. Possible methods of improving voting processes focus on making voting easier. For example, making ballot papers more user-friendly, increasing the number of possible voting locations, lowering the average time voters have to spend waiting in line, or encouraging companies to give workers some time off on voting day. That is the end of the listening test. In the real IELTS test, you would now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the answer sheet.